Oh yeah, Tool baby, prison sex. And here we are, Defall Radio, episode number 8. I'm Decoder. I'm here with Doug.
And Lucky 225.
Yeah, that idiot right there. Doug, say something. Let us know you're alive.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm engineering back here.
Oh, you're engineering. You did, and what, what happened to 6.9? Are you, like, reverse engineering that? Yeah, exactly. But anyway, welcome one and all to the Defall Radio program that you're catching here on cbzone.org/something. Default, yeah.
Default.
That's what it's
called. that's what it defaults to.
Yeah, I think that's it. You know. So what's going on, Lucky?
Not much. Not much at all, man.
Oh, I can tell this is going to be a good show already, man. Not much. Yep. Well, anyway, I hope our listeners liked hearing Tool. I like Tool. You like Tool? I think they're a
fucking... Yeah, Tool's actually a pretty good band.
I think they're a fucking kick-ass band, man. I just want to start punching people in the head when I hear some Tool, man. I swear to God. I just want to do it. I want to just start punching people. But yeah, this is Defall Radio. We have something, I don't know, I think we're like a telecom-related show or something like that. I'm not quite sure, though. No comment? Okay, that's good.
I'm sorry, man. I'm just typing something, and I was a little
sorry. Well, stop fucking typing, man.
I know. I should be paying attention to this show.
Yeah, all the listeners have dropped.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we had a little technical difficulties at the beginning of while the music was playing. Something happened to Lucky, but you know he's back. He's here, and we're fucking moving, baby. We're going. Now, today's date, January 9th. 2004 already, and it's Friday, yeah. So hopefully everybody's out there, you know, doing some crazy stuff and not listening to this. Anyway, any fucking way. Well, we got some news today, don't we, Lucky?
Yep.
Got some news about our favorite fucking telco in the world, AT&T. They always come up.
I thought that was what you were going to say.
Well, yeah, you knew it, man. It's just they're our favorite, bro. And apparently, and this is just news today, this is coming down the wire, right, to me from the Associated Press. I got a little news wire sitting in my house, right? And this just come on the wire today, man, today, January 9th, 2004. It seems that AT&T is expanding their local phone service so they could serve everyone. Well, not everyone yet, because... I think as of right now, they offer local residential phone service in 27 states, and that is that covers 64.8 million households. Now, I'm hoping not more than like 10 million of those fucks have AT&T, but you know, who knows? I might be one of them soon. You might hear some crazy news about Decoder getting AT&T.
Oh God!
It might happen because it's just about the money, man. I gotta think about these things.
Doug has it.
Well, and, you know, I'm going to get into something else, though, that a little later concerning, you know, whether I want to get away from Verizon or not. Because Verizon, I like them. They don't give me any shit. They let me scan. They let me do whatever. But they're expensive. And is it going to be you get what you pay for? Or is it going to be, hey, man, I'm sick of shelling out $100 a month for my phone service, you know, for just my landline service. So...
Oh, God. You know, no, I can tell this show. I'm getting another call on my other line, Decoder.
All right, go ahead. I'll start talking about AT&T.
Okay.
You better be back. I don't care who the fuck it is. You tell them you're doing Defall Radio, and that takes precedent over everything.
All right.
I better hear you back within 20 seconds.
Okay.
You believe this fucking shit, Doug?
It's great radio,
This is the problem. This is why, you know, when Lucky is here, what fucking happens?
What?
Right? Shit is fuck. This is a fucking radio show, man. You know that. You know when I come on here, you know what I do? I turn the shit off, the call waiting and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I this fucking able it. You know you can do that.
What voicemail like for? This.
Exactly.
I'm not here right now. Let him take a message. I'll get back to you.
Exactly, man. You disable it. I'm gonna have a little talk with Lucky. I'm gonna give him a stern talking to.
It's all about the Star 72 or whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever the fuck it is. Like, star codes. I don't know what half of them are. What you should really know, though, is the Star 67 when calling our voicemail. That's what you want to remember, is that Star 67. You always want to hit it right before.
Yep.
But, man, what the fuck,
it's
man? Should I go on with this shit? Should I keep talking about this crap that I got lined up here, or what?
Let's go on with this. Screw Lucky.
All right, well, just to let you know, you got AT&T, right? For your local and long-distance residential?
Right.
All right, well, apparently they've expanded, right? Now, as of today, they're offering local residential phone service. Who's this?
It's Lucky.
What the fuck? You have to drop to do this?
Dude, I clicked over, got a dial tone. There was not even anyone on the other line.
Dude, you ever heard of disabling your shit, like disable your call waiting? You ever heard of that? Did that ever cross your mind?
Can't do that on Packaday.
No, Jesus fucking Christ, get a landline. Anyway.
Anyways, besides that point, Jesus, man. Then I flash back over to the conf, and it's just silent, and I'm like, hello? Come on.
Left you.
Default Radio sponsored by Packaday.
Yeah, Default Radio sponsored this week by Packaday, offering horrible fucking voice over IP telephone service to anyone who wants to pay $6 a year for it. Anyway.
$6.
Stupid shit. Anyway, like I was saying, AT&T. So they've expanded their local residential market, and now they're available in Bell South territory. They're available in Louisiana and North and South Carolina, right? And if I read right here from my little newswire release, it's AT&T is selling AT&T One Rate USA, which is their unlimited local long-distance calling plan, for $54.95 a month in North Carolina and Louisiana, and the plan costs $59.95 in South Carolina. So if you live in South Carolina, for some reason, they're ripping you for $5 a month compared to your friends up there in North Carolina or down over in Louisiana. So for whatever reason, they don't explain why.
That's what happens when you live in the dirty South.
That's it, dirty South, baby. I don't know, man. They don't explain why. See, this is a fucking horrible article. Whoever wrote this, there's no name attached to it, which is why I didn't give anybody credit, because it's just coming down the wire, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, shit, tell me, why is it an extra $5 a month in South Carolina? Is there any good reason? Is it just some arbitrary thing? Does AT&T not like South Carolina? Is South Carolina the state with the Confederate flag as their state flag? Maybe that's it. That's the $5... That's the $5 rebel flag tax.
You know, Dakota, but actually, it might have to do with the state's tariffs, and AT&T might have to pay more, and that's why
What about the $8,000 in taxes that's added onto your bill? Isn't that what that shit is for?
No, actually, the phone companies also have to pay tariffs for connecting calls.
Great. We all got to pay fucking taxes. I hate this fucking country.
Everyone has to pay tax.
You know who I'm going to give a shout-out to? I'm going to give a shout-out to Cell 45460 out in Sweden. Dude, you might see me over there in Stockholm pretty soon, so look out for my dumb ass at the Stockholm 2600 meeting, because I might get the fuck out of here with these taxes and shit. It's fucking horseshit. It pisses me the fuck off. But anyway, on the topic of AT&T expanding... What?
Sorry.
What'd you say?
God bless America.
You're a fucking idiot.
Oh, shut up, man.
Yeah, God bless your mother. Anyway... On to the same fucking news, AT&T has also expanded their local residential service into Pennsylvania, into Verizon territory. You know, Verizon's now shit in their pants. They're like, oh, fuck, you can get it in Pennsylvania now. And, I'll actually just read from this article because, to tell you the truth, it's fucking just easier that way. And so apparently AT&T has expanded its local service offerings for residential customers in Pennsylvania communities. What was that?
What?
Oh, okay. I thought you dropped for a second. That's the sound I made before.
Man, come on. I'm typing. Give me a break.
All right. Well, this means that consumers living in most areas currently served by Verizon now have more options for local phone service. Well, good for fucking them, man. They got options. It's all about options. So it's a good thing. You know, I think it's a good thing just to give them options, no matter how much I hate AT&T, right? Now, Now, listen to this. This is my favorite. This expansion is good news for many communities J. Michael Schwetter, president of AT&T Pennsylvania, told Telecom Web. Well, of course the fucking president of AT&T Pennsylvania is going to say it's good news for the communities. I mean, what the fuck? This isn't like some independent analyst saying this. It's like, oh, this is good news for the community that we're there, that I can make money now off of this. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay. So the services the services are available in Philly, Pittsburgh, Allentown, Harrisburg, Reading, Scranton, and many of their surrounding communities. And here's a quote. However, more needs to be done to promote robust competition throughout the Commonwealth, especially in the state's rural communities. So that's the quote from from this guy, J. Michael Schweder, S-C-H-W-E-D-E-R, president of AT&T Pennsylvania. And so apparently you can't get this AT&T local in a lot of Pennsylvania's more rural areas. This is what they're trying to fucking say here. And, blah, 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 you know?
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, here's another quote. This expansion means that consumers in the Keystone State can now take advantage of a range of AT&T local service offers, just as their neighbors in Ohio, New Jersey, New York, and Maryland have been doing for quite some time, said Schweider. Blah, blah, blah. He's always talking about robust shit. Look at this. We're able to provide this more robust set of options. That's his favorite fucking, what is that, like written in some AT&T fucking press release to him? You know what I'm saying? Tell them this is what you call it. It's a robust set of competition. This is what you have to say. I mean, a robust set of options. The fuck out of here.
Yeah, fucking be multiple options.
Corporate fucking goddamn tight tie wearing fucking retards. They can't think of shit on their own. The guy, two quotes in one article, and he says the same fucking thing. The person who wrote this, who once again, no name attached to this article, fucking is obviously a moron himself.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Well, whatever. But just in case you didn't know, AT&T is the nation's largest competitive local exchange carrier. And already markets residential local service in 27 other states and is available to more than 60% of U.S. households. And current subscribers number more than 3.8 million, which is good, man. That's good. Because that's not a lot.
Oh man, you know, I think Verizon should listen to this show since they seem to be telling Doug. Doug, you want to chime in on that one?
This is a funny story, Decoder.
Tell me, I love to hear funny stories.
I was curious to know, like, because I have AT&T now, why is it that I'm still getting Verizon on my 611 and my local Xerox Verizon, but my double Xerox AT&T? And I was like, I thought...
That's because you don't have AT&T local service. You have Verizon local service.
Well, no, I switched it all over to AT&T. And
well, if you're getting Verizon... All right, this is the thing. This is a little test.
Can I finish my story?
No, you can't, because I'm talking. 700-555-4141 is going to tell you your long-distance carrier. But 700-4141 is going to tell you your fucking local carrier.
Which
That's
is
all
AT&T,
you gotta do.
Local and toll. Okay.
Okay, continue on.
Anyways, so I call up 611 repair, right? And I was kind of curious what I have here. I'm getting two different ends. I'm getting 700-4141 for my local and toll and 18 for my long distance, but I'm still getting you guys on, 611 and whatnot. And
okay.
They're like, "Well, as far as we know, you still have a Verizon for your local and toll. AT&T is your long distance." And I was like, "Well, how come I'm getting AT&T for local and toll?" And they're like, the lady, and it was the same lady, Lucky was on the line with me, and she was like, AT&T does provide local service. They're only a long-distance carrier.
Well, did you tell her that she was fucking completely moronic and to go look for a different line of work?
Well, actually, yeah, we kind of made it a little bit more worse for her. She hung up on us, but she kept
good.
Going on the theory that AT&T is just a long-distance carrier. I'm like, well, have you read the news lately, LaFam, you know? So... But apparently, from what AT&T themselves say, I was talking to their repair tech, is that I do have AT&T, but I'm still on the Verizon landline. They lease it over to AT&T.
Yeah, you're on a Verizon dial tone.
Right.
I have a question for you, though, Doug. When we called up 611, and you gave them your phone number and everything, they actually pulled up a Verizon account and told you, yeah, you're still with Verizon, AT&T. I see here AT&T is your local long distance and you're tolling, but you're still on Verizon. So are you going to get a double bill? Is Verizon going to send you out a bill now,
well,
too?
Verizon's saying I still pay them because they're my local carrier and everything, and that there's,
well,
no, such
they're
thing,
not, so.
There's no such thing as AT&T being local. But AT&T was like, well, here's what the lady actually said. She doesn't know what she's talking about. You only pay us. You don't have to pay Verizon anything. We pay Verizon to give you the service.
Yeah, but then why is Verizon showing that you're in their billing system?
Because telephone companies are retarded. I don't know.
Yeah, that's it. That's what the show is fucking about, is that they're all retarded. So, yeah, you're right. The dumb fucking cunt at Verizon Repair needs to listen to Default Radio.
Yes.
That's it. You should have told her to. You should have said, well, why don't you listen to Default Radio this week and see how you're fucking wrong, you moron, and hang up on her.
That's fucking bullshit. Oh man,
it pisses me the fuck off, man. I'm serious. You know, when people don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
These are people that are representing companies.
But I digress for a moment, because there is something important about these people not knowing what they're talking about. There's some. It serves a great importance to people like you and I, Lucky.
Oh, and what's that?
Well, you know why.
That there's no patch for human stupidity?
Exactly. And that means that because they're let's just say, simpletons, we can call them that. I'll just say they're fucking goddamn idiots, but they're simpletons. It makes us that much easier for us to call them up and to pull a fast one on them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we could pull a slow one on them, and they still probably would go for it. You know what I'm saying? Well, we just pull a fast one because we like to get things done, you know.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's it. So when you want to SE these motherfuckers into giving you up some info, then it's good that they're stupid. But it's a double edged sword, my friends, a double edged sword, because when you have a fucking problem and you call them up, that's it. It's fucking over with. You might as well be calling the fucking plumber to come fix your phone because he probably knows more. My plumber knows a lot about phones. More than fucking Verizon. But anyway. So I don't know. What do you think about this? AT&T expanding their local service into 27 states now, with North and South Carolina, Louisiana, and Pennsylvania.
So wait a minute.
It almost sounds like we're not going to have any baby bells.
Yeah, it's like it's fucking all coming back around again, man.
So wait a minute.
What are they going to do? Take over again? I mean, come on.
Well, how's this going to work now when the copper in your house is fucked up? You need a repair technician when you call AT&T. Do they send a Verizon guy to your house?
Well, it's Verizon shit, yeah. So they're going to send the Verizon guy. AT&T is just offering you service. It's still Verizon shit.
Yeah, it's leased through Verizon.
Yeah, when you pick up your phone, your landline copper phone, Doug, you're getting a dial tone provided to you by Verizon. That's Verizon dial tone. If they fucking come and they knock on your door and say, we want our dial tone back, they can just pick it up and take it.
Damn, this sucks.
So many words.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, it's their shit, it's their copper. Well, it's their switch, and it's their dial tone.
I like my vomit.
Well, maybe that's why you're getting Verizon Repair, because why would AT&T give a fuck if your shit is broken? It's not theirs, it's Verizon's.
Well,
but the dumb bitch at Verizon Repair should have known that you don't have Verizon service.
Yeah. I like my Vonage dial tone. I get my Cisco.
Or maybe, you know what? Maybe somebody in Verizon Corporate is actually smart and knows that these repair monkeys don't know what the fuck they're talking about, so they just make it easy for them that everybody has Verizon.
I still get AT&T when I do 00, though.
Well, that's your 00, man.
Yeah.
Of course. I don't, you know.
Yeah, it's a lot of distance, man.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, so you don't have to dial. That's the one good thing about having AT&T. It's fucking much easier to divert.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it works the same.
Just drop two zeros onto your fucking little keypad, and you're fucking good to go.
00 and the 800 number.
That's it. You're banging out 800 numbers like a fucking lunatic. No way and I passing.
Oh, man. Imagine war dialing like that. 00 pound. 800.
Well, you know, like I said, you might see in the near future, you might see yours truly with AT&T local and long-distance phone service, because they're offering a fucking good deal.
Let's just
I
hope
they're even given DSL.
Let's just hope their unlimited is unlimited.
Well, you know what, Doug, you're the guinea pig for that. You better start really fucking around with your landline. I want you calling fucking shit and going to sleep. I want you dropping your fucking line onto a silent termination, and just fucking going off into dreamland. that's what I want to see happening.
When I get back from vacation, I'll be sure to keep my line off the hook. Or hell, I'll just leave my line off the hook while I'm in vacation.
While you're on vacation. I don't know how long the time the call timeout though. Yeah, believe it or not, my friends, fucking your landline does have a call timeout. They set that shit.
Okay, Decoder, what I've been doing here, sitting there typing and everything.
Yeah, what
I've been uploading this. I've been uploading this little file to my website that I guess I can share now.
All right, it's
now
there. Okay.
It's uploaded. It's actually an RTF. If anyone wants to convert that to HTML or whatever, feel free. I was just being lazy. I did it in WordPad. And actually, this comes from a PDF from, I think it was civilliberties.org or something like that.
Okay, is this pertaining to Section 326?
Yes, it is.
All right. I love Section 326 because you know what? I just like it.
Yes. Well, anyways, there used to be a PDF that was a bank. Let me see. What is it called?
Jesus, bro. What was it called?
All righty. I have fucking Google search for it. Oh, there it is.
Oh, come on, man.
It's bank_not.pdf, and it comes from civil-liberties.com/soc_security/form.
Who's in the GTMS?
_not.pdf. Who cares? It's Doug, anyways.
All right.
Anyway, so this is a little PDF that they used to have out, and basically, that's what some of us unbanked were using to try to get accounts without social security numbers. And now the bank's new little trick around saying, well, we need your social is the Patriot Act requires it. That's what they cried. They all,
well, yeah,
they
you
all
were telling
cried.
Me, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you were telling me the other day that your particular bank was citing the Patriot Act as reason for the requirement of you giving them the social. And you told me, Section 326 of the Patriot Act. Well, I got right in my fucking hard drive, I got the Patriot Act in text. I have it as a doc, but I also got it in text, because I, you know what? I don't care what anybody says, I like fucking text.
Yeah.
I like opening up fucking text, man. That's what I like. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I fucking opened it up, and I fucking just, you know, cut out fucking 326, and I read the fucking thing. And it only mentioned Social Security number once in there.
Yes.
And in no way...
Before you get into this, Decoder,
yeah,
actually, that part of the section where it mentions Social Security number, it's actually talking about a reporting requirement that the banks and the government institutions have to report about accounts that are opened and everything.
Yeah.
And the part of the section that you're talking about only suggests that the governments and the banks should make suggestions on how to handle foreign accounts, because basically stating that foreign nationals need to come up with some sort of identification number that's similar to a social security
and they, yeah,
number.
They even say similar. What's the first thing I said to you on AIM after I fucking read that? I was like, well, lucky you're a foreign national, because apparently, even if you were, it really wouldn't matter. But, you know, maybe they would, like I said, no matter how you interpret it, no matter what kind of slant or spin you want to fucking put on it, it's right there in black and white. It suggests a social security number. But it is in no way does the Patriot Act require that shit. In no fucking way. And what did I say, man? Either the banks didn't read it, or they expect that you're not going to read it.
Exactly.
It's a short section, and it's spelled out. A lot of the Patriot Act is hard to read because it cites various other laws.
Yeah, and
not Section 326. People listening, the kids listening right now, grab it. Grab the Patriot Act and look at Section 326. It does not reference any other laws at fucking all. I don't have it in front of me right here, but I will in a second. And it doesn't reference any fucking other laws. There's so many fucking sections of the Patriot Act, and they're referencing this law, and it's like in this fucking particular law where it says is, strike is, and add except. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, well, holy shit, I'm going to have to read all this crap? But no, not in Section 3 fucking 26. 326 is spelled the fuck out for everyone to see. And I just don't get it. Like, what are they saying?
And here's what I added to that little PDF that I converted to RTF. This is what I added. I put all the laws that pertain to Social Security numbers and opening accounts that were already in place by the IRS. And then I added Section 326 of the Patriot Act, minimum requirements for opening an account. Okay?
Okay.
And here are the minimum requirements. Verifying identity of any person seeking to open an account. Okay. Okay. Verifying identity. It doesn't say we need a social. It just says you need to verify the identity. You know, driver license, second form of ID, a birth certificate, maybe. You know, enough reasonable documents to verify that you are who you say you are. Okay. Second, it says maintaining records of the information used to verify the person's identity. All right, so you record those documents, what they are, maybe make some photocopies, you know, if that's what you want to do. Okay, Section C says consulting lists of known suspected terrorists or terrorist organizations provided to financial institutions by any government agency. Okay, well, I don't think you need to use someone's social to consult some. To consult some terrorist list.
I was mistaken. This does reference another law. This is from the beginning, in general, Section 5318 of Title 31, United States Code, as amended by this title, is amended by adding at the end the following. So this is merely a
an
addition.
All acts amend other titles of the law. So
well, what I'm saying is that this is just adding it. This isn't changing anything in the original one. This is just adding this to it.
Yeah.
It's not because a lot of times in the Patriot Act, when you look, it's, you know, certain things are changed in certain laws, but no. This is just like here. We want to add a few paragraphs to the end of this fucking law right here, to the end of Section 5318 of Title 31 United States Code.
Yeah, and of course, there's only one law that references anything to Social Security numbers and bank accounts, and that's 31 Code of Federal Regulation 103.28, which says, before concluding any transaction with respect to which report is required under Section 103.22, a financial institution shall verify and record the name and address of the individual presenting a transaction, as well as record the identity, account number, and Social Security or tax identification number, if any, of any person or entity on whose behalf such transaction is to be effected.
So now, did you approach your bank with this fucking knowledge and this information, and did you say, look, you guys are full of shit? Did you tell them that?
Well, actually, yeah. I went into the bank actually today to pay my credit card bill, and they have two different terminals there because this is a bank that's also for merchant tellers and people who have merchant accounts and stuff. And the terminal that the guy was at, he could only pull up checking and savings accounts and stuff like that. When he punched in my card number, nothing came up. And so he talked to his supervisor. He's all because he obviously seemed a little new. So he said, you know, I can't get this card to pull up. And she goes, oh, just take his name and his social, and it'll pull the card right up. And I told her, hey, I don't have a social on this credit card. She's all, okay, what's the card number? And she typed it in on her terminal, and then you know, it brought up my account, and I could pay the card and everything. So that's fine and everything. And then so the guy goes, well, do you have a checking account with us? Because he noticed when I pulled out my wallet that I had the Wells Fargo Platinum card, but I didn't have any other credit cards that were of Wells Fargo, you know?
Uh-huh.
So he's all like, are you interested in opening a checking account or anything? I'm all, well, I can't because your bank's policy prevents me from doing so. So and what policy is that? I'm all, well, you won't let me open a non-interest-bearing account without providing my social. He's all, we won't. So I thought you got that credit card without a social. I did. He's all like, uh-huh. So he brought me over to new accounts, and I started talking to her, and the manager came up, and I was talking to him for a little bit. And they were being real cool about it. I mean, obviously, I've gone through this in the past, and I already know that they're not going to open up an account. But basically, I informed them that, you know, the Patriot Act doesn't say anything about requiring a Social Security
number. But they're citing it. And specifically citing Section 326.
And you know what the new account representative told me?
What's that?
She said, "Are you serious? Because we've been told to cite this, and I'm actually going to a class about this next week."
Well, you can tell them that they're going to teach you fucking propaganda and bullshit, just like normal, because it's just not going to be true.
Yeah, and she said, and she's all. I told her, I'm all in Section 326 of the Patriot Act. The words Social Security don't even appear in the minimum requirements section.
Yeah.
And she goes, "Really?" I'm all, "Yeah." I'm all, when you go into that class, why don't you just ask them? Because I know they're not even going to have the law in front of them.
Yeah, they're not going to.
I said, "Why don't you ask them, and where exactly do the words Social Security appear in this act?"
She said, you know what?
I'm going to do that. She's all, "Come back here next week after I go to that class."
So spread the knowledge to the fucking...
Yeah, and the manager actually was kind of surprised. He's like, "Well, because basically when they open an account, they get audited by a corporate." And he's all, "You know, I would open this account for you. The problem is, you know, corporate's going to bitch at me, you know."
There you go.
He doesn't want to go down for it. Okay, you know, that's a valid reason, you know.
Well, of course, but that's corporate's problem. So maybe we need to call up fucking Wells Fargo. Corporate.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Go start Googling that number, because I don't care if it's too late. Fuck them. I hate them anyway. All right, check this out. This is where the word Social Security number do appear in Section 326. Okay, right at the end, study and report required. Within 6 months after the date of enactment of this act, the secretary, in consultation with the federal functional regulators as defined in Section 509 of the Graham-Leach-Bliley Act and other appropriate government agencies, shall submit a report to the Congress containing recommendations for, and these are recommendations. This is, the law is just saying that you guys got to do this one day. We recommend this. One, determining the most timely and effective way to require foreign nationals to provide domestic financial institutions and agencies with appropriate and accurate information comparable to that which is required of the United States nationals concerning the identity, address, and other related information about such foreign nationals necessary to enable such institutions and agencies to comply with the requirements of this section. Two, requiring foreign nationals to apply for and obtain, before opening an account with a domestic financial institution, an identification number, which would function similarly to a Social Security number or a tax identification number.
Which would function similarly. This is
first
the key word.
The key word is foreign fucking nationals.
That's it.
Jesus, I don't care what it says after that. I could give a fuck if it says that they need to tape their fucking Social Security card to their ass and fucking rub it in your face. I don't care what it says after that, because you're not a foreign national.
Only requires a foreign national to provide a Social Security number if they had to, which is not what the law says.
And it's not even... Exactly. If they had to, similar to a social and foreign national. But no, this is what Wells Fargo is deciding to cite, and I'm guaranteeing you that there's all sorts of banking institutions that are doing this. And it's just a lie, a fucking flat out fuck you lie. Because you know what? That bitch is gonna go to that class, and they're probably gonna kick her out of it for even asking. Like, well, we said it, we say it's there, so it's there. You can't question us because we're corporate. Well, what the fuck? So should I be the optimist or the pessimist? Should I be a cynic? So what am I gonna say here? Did the heads of these fucking banks not read Section 326? Or do they expect you to not read it? What's the truth?
I know.
What do you think? What's your opinion? You could say that they're a bunch of idiots, which they are, but are they that stupid to not read it? But then cite it. Somebody had to have read it to cite it. What was it, a rumor? Did somebody come along saying, "Hey, you know, you need to..." They just told them, word of mouth, and some guy was like, "Well, shit, let's cite that. I'm not going to read it." I don't even think they can fucking read.
And banks have been doing this forever. This is something to scare the consumer, because
banks run the country and the fucking world. The president, fucking George Bush, he's a fucking moron. He doesn't run the country.
I think people are really getting more concerned about their identity theft, Decoder. You know, and not just people like us, and people that are really doing.
You know, they would say that we steal people's identities. We don't steal them. Because identity theft is like a fucking... When you say that, the normal average person in the street means he thinks you're, like, you know, using his fucking identity in order to gain shit. You know, but they'll call us identity thieves just for fucking having the information, not even using it. It's like, well, then fucking shit, the banks are the big identity thieves because they're the ones who are taking it and using it.
Yeah, and I think people are really getting concerned about that. And what they used to cite, the only thing they used to cite was that that other one, the 31 CFR, where the hell is this document?
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay. Yeah, the 31 CFR 103.28, that's what banks always used to cite me, and they had to call their legal department to find it. And now they just basically have something that, oh, it's the Patriot Act, and everyone knows what it is, so, oh, okay, I better get my social up.
Yeah, well, you know what? They're fucking lying to you. And I'm sure that they fooled millions of people so far into giving up, and they're going to fool a lot more. And what it comes down to is the banks run the world. The president doesn't run this country. Your vote and your representatives, they all bow down.
And I should also point out that every bank that is citing the Patriot Act requires the Social Security number. I would also like to point out that these banks are actually in violation of Title 42, USC, Section 408, which states, whoever discloses, uses, or compels the disclosure of a Social Security number of any person in violation of the laws of the United States shall be guilty of a felony, and upon conviction thereof shall be fined under Title 18 or imprisoned for not more than 5 years or both.
Well, let's bring them up on charges.
Let's call up
the ACLU. But for right now, call up Wells Fargo. Get the number. I don't care if they're not there. We're going to leave a message.
There's a couple numbers here.
Are you serious?
Get Wells Fargo main fucking number. We're calling them.
Yeah, it's like 800-869-3557 is their personal account.
Well, somebody divert to it and call them. Don't send it any, because you never know. I'm a fucking lunatic. You never know what I might say.
All right. I'm going to call 800-869-3557, and this is basically what you're going to tell them. Now, we should let our listeners know.
I'm going to cite the Patriot one.
All right, but let's just let our listeners know beforehand that the Social Security number would be required on any interest-bearing account, because they're required to send you a 1099 form from the IRS if you're making interest from the
bank. Exactly, but this is a checking account is a non-interest-bearing account.
Yeah, you don't make any money from the bank, so let's make that first. So this is going to be probably what the comeback is, well, we need your Social Security number to report to the IRS.
Well, let's see if we're going to talk to them or not. If we just leave a message or not, we'll see.
Well, this is 24-hour customer service.
Oh, okay.
I'm just letting you know, Dakota, she's going to say, we need it to report to the IRS. You need to come back and say, no, this is non-interest-bearing. You don't need it because I'm not making any money from you.
Okay, we're good. All right. Good to go.
All right, I'm calling them up.
Yep. We're going to be good. Better. Yeah, start singing, Doc.
Where
you think Lucky's gonna come back or what?
Calling people. No, he's gonna get disconnected from his packet 8.
Yeah, calling people. Yep. Making calls. Waiting. Are we gonna bridge in a comp today, by the way, Doug?
I don't know. I've gotten requests.
Great packet 8 not routing calls right.
All right, Doug.
Well,
Doug,
I can't divert to it, though.
What are you talking? Double zero.
I'm not on a landline. I'm recording on the landline.
Oh, fuck. Oh, come on.
He can bridge in double zero on the live line. Who cares?
You want
to
do that?
I have to flash over on the line. That's going to... No.
Whatever. Just do it. Do it. I don't care.
I'm just
going to
get a cell phone.
I'll
do it directly. I don't care.
What happened?
I mean,
if you want, go ahead then. Yeah.
Just going to use up my minutes, but okay.
All right, whatever. I'll have to tone it down, which I didn't want to do. I don't like to fucking tone myself down, but I'm going to have to. If you're going to be passing an ad, I'm not going to.
Give me 2 minutes, and we'll have an Eddie failing. Hold on.
All right, cool.
Who was that just called in?
That was
Doug's extra line.
Yeah, give me 2 minutes.
All right, so we are going to send an anti-fail. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes. So it doesn't matter what the hell you say.
Our listeners are probably getting bored of us talking about what we're going to win.
Well, I want to call them.
Hey, this is
telecom.
I don't
like this.
This is telecom. We're calling.
Well, hey. No, like I said, we're for our little vacation, which I'm going to mention later. I'm going to explain everything. We're going to do a little reworking of the show. So, who knows? When we come back for 11, because in case you didn't know, I didn't mention this at the beginning of the show. I was saving it to the end. But Doug's going on vacation. We're not going to stream live for episode 9 or episode 10. Episode 9 is going to be a regular show. It's just going to be a pre-recorded show. And episode 10 is going to be the SoCal Bridge special, where it's just going to be a lot of recordings and crazy stuff like that, which hopefully will sound cool. I haven't heard it yet.
And then obviously, I got to apologize to waitresses beforehand. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. You know? All right. Anyways, here we go, I think.
All right. But yeah, so we're coming back for episode 11 on January 30th, is when we're going to be back live. And, yeah. I mean, of course, the episodes are going to stream. I think big shouts to Not Theory. Not Theory's going to, he has access to the shit now, and he's going to stream for us.
What, city and state?
Well, that's the wrong number.
That's the wrong number. Like, thanks, Wells Fargo.
I don't think they're directory assistants.
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
All right, hurry up, bro. Come on, I want to make this call.
Doug!
Don't worry about it, Lucky. Let's
there
just fucking
okay,
this. We're doing the show, man. This is live, baby. Live. Stop, bro. You're screaming.
Dude,
I screamed before, but we don't.
What the hell?
We don't want too much screaming on the show. Sorry. It's all right. Just stifle yourself, bro.
From now through April, you can receive tax information on accounts where you are the primary owner or borrower by pressing option 4. To access your accounts, press 1.
Yeah.
To apply for a loan or open an account, press 2. Please hold while your call is transferred to the next available banker.
I'm holding.
To better serve your needs, please enter your account number followed by the pound key.
Oh, whatever, fuck you.
No, that just burned.
Pound?
There you go, my
please
account.
Hold while we transfer your call to the next available banker. To ensure high service quality, your call may be monitored or recorded.
Oh, it will be recorded right now.
Your account number, Joe. You're their first customer.
I am. It's also my social. I wonder how long we're going to be on hold with these fucks.
This is a default radio music, not Wells Fargo.
I forgot. We shouldn't really make calls live. Oh, here we go.
Thank you for calling Wells Fargo. This is Monique. How may I help you?
Hi, Monique. How's it going? My name is Jack Armstrong, and I'm having a little trouble with Wells Fargo and opening up a checking account.
Okay.
Yeah, my local branch, I went in there to open a checking account, a non-interest-bearing account, of course, and they told me that they're citing Section 326 of the Patriot Act, telling me that I'm required to give my Social Security number. And I went home. I went online. And I picked myself up a copy of the Patriot Act, and I read Section 326, and I don't see how they can construe that I would need a social out of this. As a matter of fact, let me get to it. There's only one instance that Social Security number is even mentioned, and that's pertaining to foreign nationals. I'm not a foreign national. I'm a United States citizen.
I see.
So, I mean, is there any reason that they're citing this? Because I read it up and down, back and forth, upside down, and I can't figure out.
Well, unfortunately, I don't know why they would be citing that to you. I know that they open accounts and they ask for your Social Security for tax ID purposes.
Well, yeah, well, an interest-bearing account, but this is a checking account, not interest-bearing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never had to give a social before for checking accounts, and this is what they're citing to me. And, I could use a tax ID number. That's not a problem. But I just wasn't into giving them my social. And they told me that I couldn't do it with Wells Fargo. And they cited to me Section 326 of the Patriot Act. And it only said, I could even quote it for you, it just says requiring foreign nationals to apply for and obtain before opening an account with a domestic financial institution an identification number which would function similarly to a Social Security number or a tax identification number. So it really isn't even requiring it for a foreign national.
No, that's true. And it's 326 of the Patriot Act?
Patriot. PATRIOT.
Okay.
Yeah, the Patriot Act. That's what they cited to me. That's what at my local branch. And they told me that came from corporate.
Huh. Well, let me go ahead and take a look and see if I can find a little bit more information for you.
Okay.
Do you mind if you can provide me with the branch location where you went to?
Yeah, this was in Rancho Cucamonga, California.
It's Ontario, on Grove, actually. Well.
Okay.
Oh, thanks.
And may I get your name, please?
My name is Jack Armstrong. A-R-M-S-T-R-O-N-G.
And do you mind if I place you on hold one moment?
Oh, no, no problem, Monique.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Armstrong.
You're welcome.
Do you have that pulled up, the text in front of you?
Yeah, yeah.
Cider the minimum requirements, Nick.
Okay. Okay, where's that? Where's it at?
It's under minimum requirements, section 2.
Okay, I see. I like the foreign national one myself.
I just like bringing it up without even mentioning that.
Jack Armstrong, don't go for this shit. Live hold music and default radio.
Oh my god.
Oh boy. Yeah, and actually customer service is who told me I could open a non-interest-bearing account without a social about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and went to Wells Fargo, and they just basically told me customer service is wrong. They don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so this would be good if she comes on and said, you should have no problem.
That would be. Oh, yeah. We're losing listeners as we speak. Drop them like flies. Like, I'm going to download this one. I got to go out. Drink.
Well, maybe our listeners are actually going into branches trying to open up bank accounts.
Yeah, you know? Hopefully. I doubt it, though.
I'm actually on a mission to open several credit card accounts with Wells Fargo without providing a social.
Well, I wish you luck in that.
Yeah, actually, I'm like when an accident turns 18, I'm actually going to bring them into the branch and have them set up a secured credit card.
There you go.
And I'm basically going to be there as a buffer to say, you know what? Well, my account doesn't have a social.
10 years from now.
Yeah, right. Okay. So I'm going to cite the minimum requirements, section 2, huh? Okay. A moment's a little longer than
Mr. Armstrong?
Yes.
Thank you so much for your patience.
Oh, no problem.
Okay, I went ahead and looked this over with one of my supervisors here.
Okay.
And basically, what it is it's up to the discretion of the branch whether they would want to open up an account without your Social Security number.
Okay, so it's at their discretion.
It's at their discretion. Now, it's not unheard of to open up an account without the Social Security number, but it is up to the discretion of the branch whether they want to open it up or not.
Oh, okay, because this Patriot Act that they were citing, they told me at the branch that was from corporate.
Huh.
That they received a memorandum from corporate, and it was citing that. And actually, the woman who I talked to at the branch actually told me she was going to a class about this next week,
okay.
About this very topic, and it really surprised me.
I understand. Now, it's something that I'm not too familiar with, but what I can do is I can give you the telephone number for that branch and the management name.
Okay, for the Ontario, California branch?
Right.
Okay, I'll take that telephone number. Thank you.
Okay, that telephone number is area code 909.
Okay.
947.
947.
6900.
6900. Okay.
And the manager's name there is Virgil Mabini.
How do you spell that?
V-I-R-G-E-L.
Okay.
M-A-B-I-N-I.
Okay. All right, well, thank you, Monique. Thanks for your help.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, you have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Well, there you go. Verified from Wells Fargo that it is actually at the bank's discretion, no law requiring it.
So, there you go. This Patriot Act shit that they're citing, fuck them. All right? And when you go over there and speak to fucking Virgil Mutombo, you can
actually,
fucking tell him. Listen to default radio, motherfucker.
And let me tell you something. Virgil is actually the guy I spoke to tonight. Even though I was not at the Grove branch, I was at the Guasti branch actually.
I was gonna say Guasti first, but it just couldn't come out of my mouth because I would have laughed. That's why I said Rancho.
No, it actually is the Guasti branch. It's in Guasti.
So you spoke to Virgil, but you weren't even at the Ontario branch.
Yeah, but I wasn't at the Ontario branch, so this should be good. I'll play this recording for him. I'll show him, you know what, your customer service is saying it's the bank's discretion.
Because this guy, tell him your friend Jack Armstrong wasn't going for it.
Yeah.
He's a fucking, tell him Jack Armstrong is a civil liberties lawyer or something.
Here's what I'm saying, though, is because this Virgil guy, he must have taken the other manager's position, because the manager at the one in Ontario was actually kind of a dick, and it was not Virgil. I can tell you that for sure. This guy actually listened to me when I went into the Guasti branch today.
They switched jobs.
And maybe the rep actually pulled up the wrong one in Ontario, because the first one that appears on when you type in Ontario is the Guasti branch actually.
Oh, so she actually gave us the info for the Guasti branch. 6900 is the Guasti branch, huh?
Possibly. You might want to call it and make sure.
Right.
I'm not sure. Maybe he manages both banks. I'm not sure.
Well, he might. I will add this. Monique over there sounds like a fucking hottie.
Yeah.
Except her name wasn't Monique.
And she wanted to open an account for you, right?
She wanted me to open something for her, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Oh, God.
She actually wanted you to make some deposits, and they might gain interest.
Oh, I know they'll gain interest, and I'll make a lot of deposits. But in all of my accounts, the interest bearing ones and the non interest bearing ones, if you know what I mean, wink, wink. But anyway, fucking, when you listen to this fucking show, you want to re-listen to it and listen to her reaction when I said her name. I don't think it's her name. I think that's like the standard fair name that they give out. I'm telling you, listen to her reaction when I said it. It didn't sound like when you say somebody's name.
All right.
Although she did make it a point to call me Mr. Armstrong.
Conspiracy theorist.
Hey, I'm telling you, hey, and I was proven the last time, ask G.I. Joe about the fucking, about last week with the FEMA motherfuckers. You could hear it, that I listened to it over and over again. I sat here with a goddamn sleuth, bro, and I was listening to it. And it's fucking weird. Listen to it, bro. Go listen to the FEMA call. It's
right.
Fucking weird. It's weird shit going on in Mount Weather, man. But anyway, yeah. So Monique, I was gonna try to get her to say default radio.
Damn it. Well,
I was gonna say it is at the default radio branch, just to get her to repeat it. But anyway, Monique sounded like a nice lady. I didn't want to fuck with her.
Yeah, actually, I'm looking at the Guasti branch card. It's actually located at 3401 Center Lake Drive, Suite 100, Guasti, California.
This is 909-947-6900?
No, that's the Grove one. The Guasti one is 909-390-6262, and the Guasti one is actually where the new account rep is going to be going to the Patriots.
Oh, okay, well, whatever.
Guasti.
Lied to her about my name, fucking whatever. Anyway. How long are we going, Doug? Are we doing good? What's up?
About an hour to five, but then again, 14 minutes of that is Tool.
Oh, yeah. Motherfucker. Well, there is one other thing I wanted to get into. You think we could squeeze it in?
Yeah.
All right, not the fucking Verizon shit, but the C-Lex. Now, I got an article right here, and this was of great interest to me. Of great interest, I tell you, because it might actually sway my AT&T opinion. As far as what service provider I'm going to go with, what carrier. But this is an article by a guy, Josh Long. And the name of the article is CLEC Market Value Triple, Says Trade Group. And he goes on to say that the market value of publicly traded CLECs competing with the regional Bell operating companies, your RBOCs, has more than tripled in the last year. The Association for Local Telecommunication Services said Thursday, yesterday. The Washington, D.C. Trade Group said the market value of 16 companies has grown to approximately $4.1 billion, up from $1.25 billion over the previous year. Covad Communications Group, Inc., U.S. LEC Corp., and Zetel Communications, Inc., are among the CLECs that have seen their stock prices rise over the last year. And I actually, I do have some stock in Zetel, so.
Oh, that's good.
I'm happy about that. I haven't really been checking out on Zetel. I thought they were going to go out of business. If you remember Blue Kiwi or whatever the fuck they were called, you remember those guys? They went out of business quick.
For that stock, huh?
Right? And here's your quote. The revitalization of CLEX is proof that the Telecom Act of 1996 works, ALTS President John Windhausen, Jr., said in a statement released yesterday. The CLEC industry has weathered the storm and has launched an impressive comeback. Yeah, impressive to say the least. Some equity gains have been relatively modest, while others have been substantial. Shares of two of the 16 companies ALTS tracked declined. Allegiance Telecom, which is operating under bankruptcy court protection, and ATX Communications. And those ATX has a lot of toll-free numbers, as a matter of fact. I always hear about them fucks. And but check this out. U.S. LEC is among the top performers ALTS tracked. As of January 2nd, 2004, U.S. LEC was trading at $7.71, up from $2.18, according to ALTS. And on Tuesday, U.S. LEC announced Raymond James Financial and Kaufman Brothers had initiated coverage of its stock. Raymond James initiated coverage with a strong buy recommendation. So anybody out there, you're trading stocks, go for some U.S. LEC, man. Raymond James fucking said strong buy. So I go with Raymond James, whoever the fuck he is. And Kaufman recommended a buy in the stock. So go buy, man, U.S. LEC. You know, you want to put your money in the telcos. You're a freaker. You want to make some money? Put it in the fucking CLEX, man. They're not AT&T. Is there any better reason? Anyway, Wall Street analysts dropped coverage of the CLEC industry a few years ago as telecommunications companies grappled with cutthroat competition and huge debt obligations. But over the last few years, many CLECs have reorganized under bankruptcy protection and reversed the trend of deep losses. Yet many stocks still hover around a few dollars or less. For example, shares of McLeod USA Inc. were trading at $1.49 as of January 2nd, up from 81 cents the prior year, so that's almost a double. You know, so anybody who had stock in McLeod, you know, you're looking at double that $3 that you invested. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, comparable year-over-year data was not available for two of the CLEX ALTS tracks. Focal Communications Corp. emerged from bankruptcy in July and is now a private company, and ALTS also tracked the current stock prices of ICG Communications, Inc., but it did not provide year-over-year data on the price of its shares. So there you go, man. CLEX are fucking doing good. They're tripled, according to these fuckholes at the ALTS, whatever they are. I said it earlier. There you go. Well, yeah, I don't care if anybody knows about that or not, but it's a good sign. Competition, it's always good. You know. So I start up the show talking about competition from AT&T, and now that here's the real competition, is the CLEX. And here's the problem with the CLEX, though. They don't offer good services. I mean, these guys don't have, like, unlimited plans. In New York, we got a couple of CLECs here that offer unlimited plans, and they're both cheaper than Verizon, and that's, IDT, they offer pretty good, I forgot how much it is. One of them is $50 and one of them is $70, but we have IDT and MetroTel Connect, and I don't know what other areas they're available than in New York. I'm pretty sure MetroTel Connect is a local New York company here.
No, actually, I think they're also in Texas.
MetroTel Connect?
I've heard of Metro something. Metro something in Texas.
Not Metro PCS. Those fucks?
No.
I'm talking about
CLEC because...
I know a chick up in fucking San Jose that got Metro PCS for a phone.
What the hell is Metro PCS?
Oh, my God. I don't even know. It's the shittiest fucking phone on the planet. And she's at Singular, AT&T, fucking Verizon, everybody. She's at everybody. And Metro PCS is the fucking worst. But she's a loon like me. This bitch fucking runs up like $4,000 cell phone bills, and then fucking when it gets cut off, she goes to a different carrier. And they always give it to her. No deposit, nothing. She just has, it's just that she has to keep going down the line, you know. She starts with the good ones, now she's down to Metro PCS. Next thing you know, she might even have AT&T. I think she already had them. But anyway, yeah, so CLEX, they're doing fucking good. Just they're not going to offer you these unlimited plans. If you're lucky, in New York, I guess the demand is big. They got a lot of big business customers, and they could afford to be offering these unlimited flat rate long-distance plans here. But maybe not in your area, so who the fuck knows? Who knows, motherfuckers?
No one knows.
No one knows. I sure as hell fucking don't. I don't know. Do you want to make a few more calls? You want to get something in here or what?
Why don't we take some call-ins?
Yeah, you know what? Let's take some call-ins. Doug?
Lucky,
we're going to take call-ins.
Lucky,
you there?
You're have to
you
do
ready?
It. Lucky, you're going to have to do it, bro.
Okay, Lucky's going to do it. Lucky, be ready to drop it a moment.
I got to take the fucking numbers down and everything. Man.
Okay, I'm going to give you the number right now. You got your pen, Lucky? All the listeners, get your pens, because here's the time. We're going to take call-ins on the cops, and the number is going
to
be...
Hold on. This guy's sending me a message, Boltry. Sorry I didn't see this message earlier there. Boltier. Anyways, I'm not gonna spell his name just in case he doesn't want me giving it out.
Okay, yeah.
Anyways, he says, is this you guys broadcasting Hendry? Whatever the hell that is. Why don't you guys talk about the Associated Press mistakenly sending out a transmission that included a large list of celebrity and political contact numbers? The list has got to be available somewhere on the net.
Really?
Really?
Oh, whoever this guy is, props to you. Lucky, go and look that up, bro. if you're still listening out there, send Lucky another fucking... Send him
a link or something.
Yeah, we'll talk about this, man. This sounds like some big fucking news, bro. I hope it's not some bullshit.
Yeah.
All right, well, you work on that, Lucky. Get your pen. I'm about to give out the number. So you got to work at two things at once. Because for all our listeners...
trying to eat a burrito at the same time, you fucker.
Well, this is it, baby. This is it. We're going to do it. So you got your pen? Everybody out there, all the listeners, the number that you're going to call in on is... You know what? Dude, I'm going to give a shout-out to G.I. Joe. He gets me a little nervous because I'm feeling I'm going to give out the wrong fucking number again, so I'm going to break it out here. But it's going to be the 508, so if anybody has that number, you know, that's what number is going to be.
Yeah, G.I. Joe.
I'm
going to
make sure I give it out correctly. I'm pretty sure that it's 508-295-9926, and we're going to use extension 187 this time, extension 187. And I'm going to verify that. In about 2 seconds, so.
All right,
hold on. Yeah, G.I. Joe sent us an email.
508-295-9926, is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Extension 187, baby. And we're going to give it a few minutes for the delay, and hopefully we hear a few people on there. Number once again, for all the listeners and for Lucky, is area code 508-295-9926, extension 187. So get yourself on here to give some shouts. You know what I'm saying?
Call in. The
talk
lines
about
are
whatever
open.
You want. Maybe Lucky, you get another IM from this dude about this fucking Associated Press thing, snafu, if you will.
He says, "Yeah, still here. Just heard about it today."
Okay. Well, he doesn't have a link. Well, try to Google that or something. And we're going to give you, you know, a few minutes to let the listeners get on the conf.
We're going to what now?
We're going to wait a few minutes before we call the comp to get the listeners because they're getting a delay.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Give them a few minutes here. Doug, we got a good base out there that you think people are going to get on?
Well, yeah, we got quite a few listeners, I should say, so I think we should get some people on here. G.I. Joe and that Nodis wanted to know if there's going to be a caller in line.
All right, good. Well, hopefully they're both listening and hopefully they get on. If you can, shoot them both fucking instant messages just in case.
I will.
With the number. Do it real quick.
Yeah,
and then as soon as you do that, we're going to get the call in.
G.I. Joe sends me an IM saying, you know, he wants to be mentioned on the Tonight Show, so I'm giving him a shout out. He also, I was like, well, you know what? Send us an email.
I think this is like the third time we mentioned him. G.I. Joe, definitely.
Yeah.
Big shouts to G.I. Joe.
I was like, send us an email. You know, we always want an email, even if you hate us or like us. Send us anything.
Yeah, I try.
We want email.
Anyway, yeah, even if it's spam, we'll read the spam. We've done it before. And, Anyway.
Did
you find anything on Google about this, bro?
No.
Oh, what?
Associated Press, what, celebrity? What should I search
for? I guess. Associated Press, celebrity corporate, or AP, celebrity corporate, mistake, I don't know, something. Look in Google News, I guess. I mean, maybe it's not there, but whatever.
There, boom, I found it.
All right, give us...
This is from Salt Lake, Utah, the Salt Lake Tribune. Wrong numbers, celeb phones leaked. Every fan has fascinated about picking up a phone and talking to sports with Steve Young, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I've always fascinated about speaking with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, or about asking Pete Rose why he would gamble away the Hall of Fame, which is an impossible fantasy given brief credibility. Wednesday by the Associated Press, the world's largest wire service, accidentally transmitted an internal list of sports figures' phone numbers to many of its media customers. The AP phone list, packed with more than 750 celebrity listings, many of them home and cell phone numbers, would seem a fantastic resource, if nothing else, for settling barroom bets. Predictably, within 24 hours, angry sports figures were calling the AP to ask why their confidential numbers were released to the world.
You got a link to get this list, or what?
Yeah.
Get to it. What is it?
Let me fucking tiny URL it real quick. All right. Here's what it's going to be. tinyurl.com/2F as in Frank, H as in Henry, 7, V as in vagina.
Okay, so that's tinyurl.com/2FrankHenry7Virginia.
Yep. Oh, and look at this. There is a list of celebrity numbers, and it says, here's the list, but it's got the prefixes are X'd out.
No, don't worry about it. We'll get the prefixes, bro. We're freakers.
All right. Well, this is on alt.freaking. It's subject fun phone numbers. P-H-U-N numbers.
Yep. All right, so everybody check out alt.freaking, and you get those exchanges, man. Shouldn't be that hard, bro. You know, we'll check it through MPA.php. We'll get everything. We'll get these people, man. We'll get them. We're going to call them up. Now, you going to pull out a number real quick? We'll call somebody up? They know they're on their list. Yeah, fuck it. All right, you know what we are going to call, Lucky, right now, 508-295-9926, extension 187. Call it up. Doug, you got the IMs out to those dudes?
I have a good episode.
508.
Oh, okay, I got it. Number.
Yeah.
Hopefully, got some people on there.
Yeah, hopefully.
I mean, we got 12 listeners right now.
Okay. Well, that's not as many as last week.
And we are live on Default Radio.
What's up, guys?
Who's that?
What's up? My name's Cessna.
What up?
Hey, this is G.I. Joe.
What up, G.I. Joe?
Not much.
All right.
How's it going?
What's going down? You guys got anything to talk about today?
How's the teleconference going?
Huh?
Are you guys planning on going to Hope Conference this year?
Oh, most definitely. I'm right here in New York. I'm going to be there.
Are you on Long Island, or where actually are you guys at?
I'm in New York, and Lucky's out in Cali. You know, I'm probably going to crash his room because, as we all know, Lucky's getting into Hope for free, and so am I, apparently.
Lucky's a little lucky guy.
Don't we call him Lucky? But yeah, we are going to be at Hope, and we're probably going to do something special at Hope. It's a long ways away, so we got time to plan. We're going to be doing something special at Hope, hopefully.
Big Dog and Duel coming up?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. Most definitely. Everybody's going to be at Hope, man. This year, Hope is going to be the fucking shizzle.
I'll definitely be there. I'm coming all the way from Charleston, South Carolina, so that'll be worth the drive.
Oh, South Carolina. AT&T is ripping you off for $5 down there. Man.
We love it. This is SunCom.
I can't believe they X'd out the prefixes.
Yeah, don't worry about that. We'll figure it out later. We'll figure it out later, Lucky. We'll get all the prefixes and we'll release the real list right there on alt.freaking in the same thread. How about that?
It'll be great.
That's it. We're going to call up Pete Rose.
Hey,
man. Episode 6.66 was crazy. I listened to it the other night. Man.
Oh, I can't even believe we released that. I can't believe it. I don't know why we did it.
It was good. It was great, man.
Yeah, that, you, let me let you know, man. That was at like 4 in the morning on the East Coast we were doing that. Only person who was good was fucking Doug, who's out there in California. Me and Not Theory, we were dying. It's like 3-4 in the morning.
How did you guys get this going?
What, the show?
Yeah, how did you get the show going?
Oh, man, just an idea we had one day. Lucky brought it up. He just said, man, we should do a show. Talk about telecom. We ended up doing a show and talking about other stuff.
Yeah, like Wells Fargo.
Like Wells Fargo. And yeah, Doug actually, a big shout to Doug, because Doug has a setup. Doug has been, he's at CB Zone for quite a while.
We've given him a lot of shit, but we still love him.
Yeah, he's at CB Zone for a while. He used to have a show of his own on there. And of course he does the late night techno and stuff like that, plays fucking Art Bell. And he also got a bunch of other shows, fucking Old Eps, the fucking Vinrev, and RFA, and he's streaming fucking
In the Now, right, bro? In the Now. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, shouts to Slip, and of course, shouts to Dual and Bland, and Zappalink over at RFA, and shouts to Stank.
CCCPR.
Shouts to CCCPR, Elemis and Hack.
Yeah, I have to give shouts out to Dual, because I found out about you guys from their show, and I also found out about Ben Rev through Dual's show, so I've really been excited about all of them. I've really enjoyed all the shows.
Ah, thanks
so
a lot, bro.
All of them, all of them.
Yeah.
And that's what you guys
we really think... We really think this is not really a show sometimes. But.
Well, you know, sometimes. But that's how you got to know about this show, was through RFA, huh?
That's correct.
Oh, most definitely.
I could even going to post some inclusive belts to each check again.
What happened?
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
What up, what up?
This is Belt 3.
Oh, yo, you're the guy who sent the list.
The APD wire, yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's nice, man. Yeah, me, Lucky and I are going to have to get those exchanges that they decided to delete out.
It's got to be up there somewhere. I haven't put any effort into trying to find it, but it's got to be nice.
Well, let me tell you, you gave me something to do for the night, bro. I'll tell you that. I'm going to start working on that when the show is over. Most definitely. Oh, man. So I don't know, anybody got any shouts? Because we're about to, you know, we've been going like an hour, 20 minutes or something. Actually, we haven't. We've only been going like an hour.
Give a shout out to Virgil or whatever his name is.
Virgil Mutombo over at Virgil Mutombo over at fucking Wells Fargo in Gloucester, California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm going to get my Atlas out and actually find where Gloucester's at.
Oh, you're not going to find it. Trust me.
Is that where Lucky lives?
That's where Lucky lives. That's why I just said Rancho. Because Gloucester, I think, is one street. It's a street and a payphone, and Lucky's actually probably on that payphone right now. Remember I was calling that payphone, bro? It actually rings.
Yeah, I know. It's a tow car, but it rings.
Yeah, when you were on the Gloucester trek.
Yep.
The Gloucester expedition.
You guys recording on tape the other night.
Oh, man. Doug, like I had said, I think I said it on episode 6.66. He was shooting fireworks into his computer and blew the whole fucking thing up. And so what we actually had was, I think he mentioned it before, he had a microphone pointed at a phone, and that's how we recorded it onto cassette tape. Yeah, there was actually a point. I just got a chance to listen over 6.66 today myself, just to check out how it sounded, because I hadn't heard it until today, how the analog tape sounded. And I noticed the part where we got cut off for a second because Doug had to flip the tape over.
Notice at the end when the music starts, you hear like when we end the show, I kept the tape clicking stop.
Yeah. That was fucking bad. You even kept in the part where I was like, all right, dude, that's where you ended. And you're like, all right.
Yeah.
You kept that in.
Oh, man. We are so professional here at Default Radio.
Oh, we try not to be.
Well, this show sounds a lot more structured than episode 7.
Well, yeah, I actually had some topics today that I have, you know.
Yeah.
Well, there was nothing, man. It was the Christmas and the New Year. There wasn't too much going on, you know. I can't help it. There's no news.
Yeah.
Sometimes no news is good news.
A question I have for Doug is, what kind of pipe does he have? I mean, for, like, how much upload does he have that he's able to, like, stream it?
Look, you got a question field at you. You want to fucking answer it, or are you just going to sit there?
Well, maybe if you stop interrupting me with your loud-ass Conair phone.
Fuck you.
It is loud.
See? Actually,
answer the fucking question!
I'm about to! God!
Alright.
Alright. Anyways, I pay someone to host the server. I write them a check every month. That's pretty much what I do. Their website's, I believe, www.vasinvictorbasinboydigital.com. And they do shoutcast streaming, web hosting streaming, etc.
Okay, so that's what you're doing. You're paying for the shoutcast.
Yeah, the guy who runs it's a pretty cool guy. Hasn't been down once.
Even though he was bitching at you about the fucking...
No, that was the web hosting guy.
Oh, okay.
No, I do web hosting somewhere else. I do, you know...
Yeah. I thought you were just running outside your house, so I mean, that was
we will be soon.
We used to, didn't we?
I don't know. I never know. I don't ask Doug too much because it's enough of a hassle just getting us all together, recording the fucking thing, getting music together, and, you know, getting it up. Kind of like how 6.9 is somehow missing in action.
Really?
Yeah, it's just not there. I don't know where it is. I forgot what we did. I think it was me and you, Lucky.
Beautiful.
Oh, I forgot. I meant to mention this to you before, Doug.
What?
Can you do me a favor with the HTML on the site?
Oh, God.
No, not that. Something smaller.
What?
Can you put G.I. Joe's fucking name on episode 7?
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought, like, you know, he was, like, a guest or something. I didn't know, like, he was part
of... Well, when we have other guests, we put their name.
No, we don't. We did it on episode 5. We just put the host.
Dude, that was a call-in. G.I. Joe was the guest.
Oh, the guest. Oh, okay.
It's different.
All right, well...
What the fuck, man?
Sorry.
God damn it. See what I got to deal with here, man?
So do we have, like, a guest with a host?
Dude, think episode 3 where we had, like, 10 people. All their names were there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Forget it.
Just put G.I. Joe's name on the fucking episode 7 and shut the fuck up and don't question me.
That's decoder at freaksandgeeks.com.
What?
Send all hate mail to decoder at freaksandgeeks.com.
Are you sure we shouldn't bring Kevin Mitnick or someone like that on before we unbridge to the conf?
Yeah, get Kevin Mitnick on.
So we can...
I'm sure you guys email, don't you, Decoder?
Yeah, well, the last thing anyone needs to hear is another milliwatt from some moron.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you were talking to Kevin right now. All right.
No. I was trying to make a joke, and then.
Oh, okay. Oh, I get it now. All right. Well, no, I'm lucky. For a second, I thought you were talking to Kevin.
No. I haven't spoken to him in a while. I'm gonna give him a call later.
Yeah, actually, give him a call because we'll talk about it later. Yeah, so on the conf, everybody in the conf, give me some last words because we're about to fucking wrap it up.
I'm about to play some music.
Yep.
Well, it's 11:30 here in the East. I feel the need to grab the drink.
So. That's it. You know, I'm actually, that's a good idea. You just reminded me. I'm going to take a quick walk through the decoder mansion, the 4 feet over to my fucking fridge. Actually, I'm going to have to put my phone down. Fuck. I'm not in the corner. Huh?
Time for a Miller High Life?
No, I have Bud Light today. Hold on a sec. I'll be right back.
Oh, God.
What does this go about in this car?
All right, we're about to pop open a Bud Light. And I just want to, for all the kids out, anybody out there under 21, it's a good idea if you start drinking now. You get your ready. Because on your 21st birthday... You don't want to get all shit-faced from drinking, so you got to get yourself, you know, prepared. So, you know, you're 15, 14, start drinking. It's good. It's good for you.
Yeah, it works out your liver.
It does. It works it out. It's like a fucking workout, baby.
It's like a muscle or something. You got to work that. You got to work that shit up. You want to have a good liver, don't you? I mean, fuck, if you get poisoned or something, you want that shit to work.
Ah, beer, man. Nectar of the gods. With an ice cold duck.
You know what I'm doing right now? I'm eating some Warped green tea lemon lime energy mint, and they are fucking good. They have the same thing in
Warner, Warner, what the fuck?
Yeah, 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 that stuff is good stuff. Alright.
Hey guys, that doorbell telecom that you had the other day, the 208. What, where is that at? At Seagull or somewhere?
Wait, what is it now?
Area code 208, that doorbell.
Oh, two. Oh, the numbers they were advertising, actually. That doorbell conference is in 909. Or it's actually on any. If you look up North County Telecom, there's probably a million different numbers to that fucking conference. But the number they advertised was in area code 268, which apparently Doug called it, and he said it doesn't work.
Yeah,
but,
it used to be some stupid, personal line or whatever, but it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, you know, there were a lot of sex lines in 268. They used to get good fucking kickbacks. I guess they don't anymore, which is why they don't use them anymore. I can't find 268 on that one area code list. I'm saying, off the top of my head, that it's Antigua.
I called it the other day. It did work. I was like, oh, crap, I called freaking Antigua.
Oh, man, you're going to get charged like $5. I did that once. I don't know if I told the story.
I called Bell Shop and I said, hey, I made a mistake. I meant to call area code 208 instead of 268. And I says, well, you have to wait until it shows up in your freaking bill.
Yeah, I guess you could dispute it.
Wait, 268?
You could try to dispute it. I hope they go for it, because let me tell you, I just wanted to see one day, because they weren't giving me a straight answer on how much it would cost. And I ended up calling the Dominican Republic or something, one of those weird fucking sex lines. And it cost me like $4.85 for the 2 seconds that I stayed on the line.
Wait, the 268?
Oh, yeah, that includes the connection charge, though.
Yep. Here, let me look it up real quick.
The 268
yeah, cost
money?
Actually is Antigua and Barbuda, wherever the fuck that is. Not Barbados, so nobody correct me. Barbuda.
I put it in Google, that's what it said on the
bullshit. Yeah, you know what, man? That's going to be a $5 charge on your bill.
What? I called it once before myself when I didn't get charged.
You called it from your cell phone?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Maybe that's why it doesn't work.
I don't believe you. I'm sorry.
No, it used to work, but maybe that's why. Maybe it does work still, but just not my cell phone anymore.
Dude, you can't call it from your fucking cell phone. Are they going to charge you the $5 a minute on your cell phone?
No.
You have an international plan on your cell phone?
No, I remember calling it before and I never got charged, and maybe that's why I can't call anymore. Maybe that was just a glitch in Verizon Wireless.
Yeah, perhaps. Mayhaps. You gotta try calling it from a landline, bro, that has international service. But anyway, any last words in the comp? Because we're about to wrap this up pretty soon.
Love the show, guys.
Green tea on you.
Thanks a lot, bro. Most definitely. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, we got an email, actually.
You too, man. What happened?
You want me to, should I click off the conference now?
All right, everybody got your last words in?
Yes, Dom Rayold, episode 7. Just a little typo on the default radio page.
Doug!
What?
Doug! Isn't episode 7 the one that you gotta type, G.I. Joe's name into anyway?
Yeah, why?
Yeah, well, why don't you spell download right, too, you freaking...
Are you serious?
So funny, man. Doug, man, you don't take the proper care.
I just don't like working on sites anymore. It's spelled
you
right.
Don't
oh,
take
never
the proper
mind.
Care. Well, you know what? What are we going to have to do? Is Lucky going to have to do this? Have
Lucky do
this
site, bro.
All right. We'll do something. I know. G.I. Joe's always causing trouble. You're a fucking instigator, G.I. Joe. You're an instigator.
Yeah, we're gonna have to fire Doug now.
Yeah,
Doug, you're fired.
Thank you.
You're fired.
Later.
Yeah, Joe, you want to record the show from now on?
Who cares about waiting for Doug to get back from vacation? Let's do it ourselves. Fuck.
Yeah.
All right, then.
G.I.
Later.
Joe,
this is default radio.
Bye. You know how to do it?
Yep.
All right, there you go, man. Where'd Doug go?
I think he just hung up and the live feed is no longer going.
Oh, God. Don't even tell me. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Oh, my God. G.I. Joe, you're an instigator. Pointing out people's shortcomings.
I think he's going to... I think he's going to get hurt.
Oh, what the... Well, okay. G.I. Joe is the new engineer.
Yeah, apparently, great.
So
no one's even fucking listening to us anymore.
How are we looking on time, G.I. Joe?
Oh.
We're about 1:30.
Is that including the 25 minutes of Tool since fucking Lucky was like doing something and we decided we had to play it over and over again? Seriously, what the fuck is Doug? What is he doing? We're fucking live here. Are we still streaming?
You know, Doug takes things too personal sometimes.
It's homosexual with him.
I'm just kind of joking about the website.
G.I. Joe, tell us if we're streaming.
You guys are too easy, man. I was going to, like, do a fake hang-up, and you're just going to be like, well, this is Default Radio if we're still on. Bye.
Oh, what the hell, man? We're going to keep going, because I always think I'm being recorded anyway.
Yeah. God.
Doug, you're such a bum.
I know.
Oh, God, it just changed the shit, man. Thanks, G.I. Joe, for pointing out fucking... Because I didn't even see that, to tell you the truth.
Yeah,
I usually see that.
Yeah, G.I. Joe was just like, yeah, I'm gonna down Moad, or...
down...
Episode 7, which does not include G.I. Joe.
Yeah, Doug, can you just put... Oh, man. Anyway. We'll not talk about it on the live show. But that's it. You know, since no one has fucked up the comp, I guess we're going to leave it on here while we end it. We're out of here, man.
We've been playing Tool for quite some time.
Tool is playing? Good, because it's a long fucking song.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe, you got any shouts? Any last words?
No shouts tonight, but keep up the good work, everyone at Default.
No doubt, man.
Thanks, Chris.
No doubt.
All right, any dogs? Shouts?
Mountain Dew.
Shouts to Mountain Dew. All right.
You fucker, dude. I was just about to give a shout-out to Red Bull, and then you fucking had to give out a shout-out to Mountain Dew.
I always shout-out to what I'm drinking or eating.
I'm so unoriginal now, you fucker.
Whatever. It doesn't matter, because Mountain Dew is the drink of beer.
All right, fine. I'll change my shout-out. Shout-out to Lucky's girlfriend.
All right, shout-out to her. Any shout-outs, Lucky?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to Doug's future baby. I'd also like to give out a shout to Guasi Incorporated.
Alright, well, no one ever gives any real shouts. I'm going to give some real shouts. And first of all, I mentioned them before, and I'm going to give a big shout to Duel and to Bland Inquisitor at Radio Freak America. Most definitely. I listen to it all the time, and everybody else better. And of, you know, shouts to Not Theory for always helping us out with the show. And, shouts to fucking Screw, most definitely. I haven't talked to Duke for a while, and Screw, man, I hope you're listening out there somewhere. Screw, as I may have mentioned, is, he kind of organizes the whole LA 2600. Screw is one of the coolest fucking guys around, man. Man, I could just reminisce for the SoCal. You're going to hear about it in episode 10. Man, Lucky, it was like me, you, Screw, Scott, and a big shout to Scott Free. Where's Scott, by the way?
In the Navy.
You know what? Why don't we call Scott?
Yeah, you know what? We're not going to end the show. We're going to call Scott.
Now, this requires me to hang up from the bridge, so...
All right, do it, man. Do it. Just do it.
All our callers, we're leaving the bridge now.
All right, G.I. Joe, nice talking to you, bro. Thanks for doing episode 7. We're going to put your name up on there. And thanks for pointing out the fucking the spelling mistake.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't notice that.
See you later, bro. Later, G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I got Scott to Scott. Let's call.
Let's call Scott, bro. I want Scott. We might even go for a little longer now.
Oh, crap.
What?
Nothing.
Keep Tool playing low.
Oh,
in the
it is.
Play
it is. It's very low.
Play it twice.
It sounds
play
pretty
it
good.
Twice. I like music. We all like music.
These songs are easy to repeat.
Yeah, no, that's why I chose Tool today. I knew we were going to do a lot of fucked up crazy stuff. I hope he's around.
Might not be the right extension either.
Uh-oh. We'll try one more time.
Yeah. If it isn't, I'll just call a cell phone. It's no big deal.
You should have called the cell phone first.
I usually call his house first just because he's usually busy when I call him on the cell phone.
Yeah.
All right, I'll call him the cell phone.
Now, for everyone who doesn't know, Scott was the admin of the SoCal Bridge. And Scott's an old-school freak, man. He is an old-school phone freak. He was around back in the days with the original conferences, man, blue-boxing into them and stuff. Doug, you still here?
Whoa, Scott?
What's up?
You are Default Radio.
Welcome to Default Radio Live, streaming live, Scott.
Oh, gosh, I'm excited about this. I've heard about you guys.
Oh, yeah? Have you listened to the show?
I'm on a radio show. I listened to part of it. I'm going to have to sit down. It doesn't come in on the car radio here, but I'll have to listen to it on the computer when I get home.
Oh, yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I don't think it comes in on the car radio.
Yeah, not yet, at least.
In Los Angeles, KFI AM 640.
So, Scott, what is up?
The more stimulating talk radio, yeah.
We are live.
Well, I don't know. I'm just driving through the middle of the fucking desert right now.
All right.
Really?
Yes.
Where are you right now?
I am in, this is not Hesperia. This is, what's this place called?
Apple Valley. Apple Valley.
Well, we're coming up on Adelanto right now. Adelanto, yeah. It's a coffee spot. Come here.
Yeah. Always on the road, Scott.
Yeah, I'm on the road. It's
great. You're a hard man to get a hold of, Scott.
Well, you had no trouble. You just I just rang me right up, and boom.
And that's it.
Live on Default Radio.
My parents are still getting pissed about they need their 40.
Oh, yeah, I'll take care of that. Well, they paid their bill.
We have your word now on Default Radio that you will be taking care of this.
Okay,
I don't know, personal conversation. Damn it. Anyway.
Well, that's good to hear from you guys. What have you been up to?
Not much. Doing the fucking show twice a fucking week or some shit.
Twice a week? No
well, this
kidding.
Is right now we are live on episode 8, but it's actually our 11th show. We had a few midweek episodes we threw in there.
Uh-huh.
So this is our 11th show, episode 8. Streaming right now.
Gosh, we're just live! Wow, I'm amazed. I like what you're doing. It's actually pretty neat.
Yeah, you know, we were thinking about it. I know that we even discussed it on the SoCal quite a few times.
Yep.
And just never got around to doing it.
Actually, Scott, we got an episode coming up here that you're gonna like, which is reminiscing of the SoCal Bridge.
Oh.
Oh yeah, episode 10. It's going to be nothing but recordings of the SoCal. Tron's on there. Everybody's on. And actually, you know, and I'm going to give up a little secret.
It's going to come back.
Oh, is it?
It's going to come back.
Soon or like in years from now?
When?
Well, it'll sound pretty soon.
Pretty soon?
Well, yeah, it'll come back when my mom's phone number comes back.
We're definitely sitting here waiting, and
I'm gonna make your mom's phone number the bridge number. So just
do that. Make
don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me.
1119.
The Mexicans are gonna call your mom.
But actually, I'm gonna give up a little secret real quick. I'm gonna give up a little secret about episode 10.
Mrs. Lucky. Yeah.
I'm gonna give up a little secret about episode 10. Not only are we gonna have recordings from the SoCal, but we're also. There's going to be a recording because the beginning, we're going to talk about Tron a little bit. We're going to have Tron. There's recordings of Tron on there.
And what to be said.
But we are going to have something really special. We're going to have a conversation between myself and a few other people and Captain Crunch. And he's going to be mentioning something Tron related. So everybody, 2 weeks from now, 2 weeks from today.
Captain Crunch is going to be moving. Talking about something Tron related?
Yes. Oh, that's as much as I'm giving up right now on the air. But yeah, we got Captain Crunch. It's me and Captain Crunch having a conversation, and he brings up something Tron related, and it's a very interesting.
Is he gonna talk about push-ups or is he gonna talk about? What's he gonna? I mean, now you've got me intrigued.
Oh man, you're gonna hear. You gotta wait 2 weeks, just like everybody else, to hear about it.
Oh, you bastard! You gotta
wait, Scott. There's one thing that I forgot. I need from you, man.
Oh,
The George Takei phone call to KDD.
I got it.
Man, you got to send it somewhere. Send it to my decoder at Old School Freak or decoder at Freaks and Geeks or send it to Doug or send it to Lucky. Send it somewhere, man.
Decoder.
By the way, Scott.
Is your phone still the same, by the way?
Yeah, my phone number is still the same, but I have a little problem with that I'll discuss.
Your phone number's still area, but
what? I have a little problem with that I'll discuss with you when we stop streaming. But that's
okay.
It. We're about to get out of here. Before I give my shout, since everybody else did, Scott, do you got any shouts to anybody?
Gosh, I wasn't really prepared for this. Actually, everybody else in SoCal, I kind of miss it. I mean, I can really miss them. So
yeah,
look forward to.
I miss it too, man.
I was on the website the other night. I guess the intercoursetron.pk came back up, and it's what's it called now? I don't know. It's called something funny, but anyway, basically, it's people that are owned. And I thought it was kind of interesting.
What,
there's a lot of people on there.
TotalYOwned.com?
That's the one.
Oh, Totally Owned spelled incorrectly. TotalYOwned. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there's some interesting stuff on there, most definitely.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
So, my shout...
I wish everybody the best, and, we'll talk to you later.
Most definitely. I'm very happy to have had you on here. Most definitely.
Oh, it was great to be on.
All right, now let me give my shouts right before we leave, because we got to talk about stuff off the stream, so our listeners are not going to get our secret stuff. My shouts, like I said, Dool and Bland at Radio Freak America. Not Theory for hooking us all up. I already gave shouts to you, Scott. I'll give it again. Shouts to Scott. Shouts to Majestic. Majestic, my man, and White Sword. White Sword is one of the funniest guys around. Shouts to the cutest who I haven't talked to for a while. Shouts to Natus.
Yeah.
Hopefully Natus is listening. One big shout to my man Havoc in Poland, and that's it.
Man.
Yeah, Havoc is a elite fucking Polish freak, man. He is fucking elite. So big shouts to fucking Havoc. And that's it, man. This has fucking been Default Radio, Episode 8, streaming today, fucking whatever it is, and we're the fuck out of here.
Freak radio.
It's freak fucking radio. It's phone freaking and privacy and social security and all sorts of crazy stuff. And you know what? That's fucking it. And just like every week, everything is always on default. We're out of here. Late. Fuckers.
it all up.